Hello?
Shively Mayor Sherry Connor answers the phone again.
You don't pick their garbage up?
I get a phone call. Garbage man, 9 o'clock, haven't been by my house yet. Are they going to pick up garbage today? Yeah, they're just maybe running. And I'm serious. Those are the kind of phone calls that we get here.
Connor says it's one of the reasons Shively residents like living in a smaller, third-class city.
Yeah, they're going to call downtown and get a hold of Jerry. Jerry's not going to call him back. No offense to Jerry, but I mean, he's just got bigger fish to fry than to call people back all the time.
Connor became mayor of Shively shortly after the 2003 merger and has been searching for a benefit to the city ever since.
I will be honest with you, I didn't vote for merger because I did not know what it was going to do for Shively.
Shively has its own taxes for residents, and they pay for their own police, fire department, garbage pickup, EMS, and public works.
But we also pay a lot of tax money to Metro Louisville, and, you know, not sure always what we get for that money.
That concern is shared by a number of people in small cities, and there are also little wrinkles that are still being hammered out, like who mows the grass in that lone median. Stan Curtis has worked as a liaison to those suburban cities for the Abramson administration since merger.
Some of the laws don't make any sense where you come to an intersection and you can only shovel one road in the four-road intersection because it's a city road or a county road or whatever. And those things have to be worked out among common sense leaders who work together all the time.
Curtis gets paid $1 a year to field calls from various mayors or small city officials who need to coordinate with someone in metro government to get something done. He says it's gotten easier as the 7 years have passed.
I think a lot of the mayors, not a lot of them, I think a handful of them were against merger. I think a handful of them are now convinced that it was the right thing to do.
Byron Chapman is one of them. As a longtime Middletown council member, he was opposed to merger. He became the city's mayor in the same election merger was approved and has since come to believe it was a good idea. Chapman is also the president of the Jefferson County League of Cities, which represents all those suburban cities from Jeffersontown to Mockingbird Valley. He thinks it's all worked in the end because of one man.
And I think we do have a dynamic mayor, Mayor Abramson, that was able to pull it together.
It's hard to argue the number one proponent of merger has been anyone other than Jerry Abramson. Chapman says working with the new government has always been easy and the door has always been open. But will that still be the case with the next metro mayor?
The league has never wanted more services than any of the other areas, but we don't want any less. So that's our concern, is just to make sure that the metro, new metro mayor that will be elected next year realizes that our desires and our concerns.
Chapman's term as league president runs out in February, but in the meantime, he's working to organize a panel discussion of mayoral candidates before the Jefferson County League of Cities to gauge their opinions on merger and the relationship between metro government and the suburban cities.
And there's about 40% of the voting public, I understand, in metro government are in one of the many small cities. So, you know, we have a pretty strong voice, or should have.
For WFPL, I'm Stephanie Crosby.